Are there aliens lurking just inside Earth's orbit? Why would a mysterious device signal to one of Earth's greatest minds and ultimately give them nothing? Is there something here that's just watching us? Today we test the believability of the Black Knight satellite.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Yeah, dude, finally getting back into the sauce, into the ET goop, the stuff that I live for.
Aliens. Getting back to aliens. What was our last alien episode?
I think the Hobgoblins.
Really? That was so 2020. That was so 2020.
Was that really the last Alien episode? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's been a minute, though. It's been longer than I wanted it to be.
Longer than you wished.
Yes. And I'm saving bigger cases. I'm putting them in my pocket. I know they exist. I'm just saving them.
Yeah, if we do all the big ones now, like, yeah, I know you want your Mothmans. You want your Skinwalkers. But if we do all the big ones at the beginning, then nobody's going to stick around. And then it's just going to be literally us talking to ourselves. And that would not be good.
But this is also...
Yeah, so we got to do filler shit like this episode, right?
No, it's not filler, no. Although this is, I'm going to say, very theoretical.
Okay. I know a little bit about this because we recorded the quiz.
Yeah, but for the most part,
I don't know anything. I know it's a rectangle.
It is a rectangle.
It's a rectangle, right?
Yes.
So, better be.
I want to start with this. The definition of a satellite. There are two definitions. I thought they were interesting how they related.
Okay.
One is an artificial body placed in
orbit.
Placed in orbit around the Earth or Moon or another planet in order to collect information for communication. Two, a celestial body orbiting the Earth or another planet.
Did you know? You probably didn't. This is kind of off the cuff here. Did you know that the first satellite was put into space in 1957?
Yes, I did. I did know that, yes.
Cool. So, which satellite are we going to be talking about on this episode?
We're talking about the Black Knight satellite.
And yeah, but which one of those?
Well, it depends. It depends what you think it is.
Oh, it's ambiguous.
Yeah.
I have to think.
Well,
you're
going to
make me think this episode.
Just a little bit.
I was kind of already clocking out, but I suppose I could...
Technically, the moon is a satellite.
Really?
Technically.
Does it know that? You think anybody told it that? When they landed there, Buzz Aldrin was like, hey.
You're a satellite.
Dude, I just saw a clip. I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, I saw it, so I guess it's true. I don't know the... You know when you see like a 2-minute clip, and
yeah.
you know you didn't get all the context, but you still saw it. It was like Buzz Aldrin saying that they didn't actually go to the moon.
What?
I know. I'm like, listen, we already did an episode and I think we went believable. I think.
That they went to the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
So, Buzz, come on, bro. Like, I need you to...
Well, he's...
Pick it up.
Deceased.
Oh, when was this video out?
I don't know.
Interesting. So, satellites, yeah?
Yeah, satellites.
All right, satellites. Cool.
As you know, it is a fantastic song by Rise Against.
Yeah, and a less good song by Dave Matthews Band.
I don't know if I know that one, but I do know The Satellite from Rise Against, and I didn't play it on repeat like I should have when I was doing the research for this.
Yeah, you should have.
That's a good song. Now, unrelated, but a good song. Fun fact, we were approached about this topic, and I was like, I was thinking about doing an episode on it anyway.
Did you tell me about this? Do I know about this?
I don't think so.
Is it on TikTok?
No. Well, no. I did see it on TikTok. But also, someone sent us a message on Instagram. It was like, hey, you should do an episode on Black Knight. I don't remember your name. I probably won't find it. I'm sorry. But I do remember someone came to us and said, you should do an episode on this. So I was like, that's a good idea.
Listen, Charlie will never remember your name, but in 45 years, he'll be like, yeah, this one guy hit me up. And he'll have dementia. He won't know his own children's name. He'll have grandchildren. He won't know. But he'll remember that this person hit him up.
That's true. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, that'd be a good episode.
Yeah.
So here's how it starts. And it's chronological.
Yes. Thank God.
In 1952, two satellites were discovered in Earth's orbit.
And this is before the first satellite launched by 5 years.
That's true. We didn't have the technology in 1952 to have an orbit.
That's interesting that they had a name for it. Maybe they didn't call it a satellite back then.
No, they did, because like I said, it could be
Thursday Matthews a celestial
it could be a celestial body. So like I said, the moon is a satellite.
Yeah.
So they had the name for it.
I'm hashtag skeptical
that about
the moon
what?
Is, the moon's a satellite.
It is, look it up.
I mean, it's kinda like a rock, right?
yes, but it's a celestial body orbiting something else.
It's a big rock, but okay. So they know. So it's 1952, and they notice
two things
orbiting Earth.
Yeah, but it's kind of like this isn't like an A plot B plot thing. Like there's a main character, and then that was probably just another rock or something.
Oh, so like, so there is two things orbiting. One is what this episode's about, and the other one's like, I'm cool too. But then it just kept going.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's, oh man. Maybe I'll do the episode on that one.
You can find it, sure. I don't think I caught her name. And like I said, as a matter of fact, the first satellite was not launched, Sputnik, right? That was not launched until 1957. In October of 57, actually.
That's the same month my mom was born too, actually.
No,
she was born in 57 in that month. What, do you know the day?
No, I don't know the day.
I know my mom's birthday. So one of us came prepared.
America's first satellite launched in January of 58, by the way.
Is that when HBO first came out?
So in 1952. So what we need to do to find this believable, after the evidence is presented, we need to think about what the thing is, and it's circling the Earth, and we need to see if we think it's placed by somebody else, something else.
Okay.
So what actually is the Black Knight satellite? The Black Knight satellite is something that is traveling around the Earth, right? It's a satellite, and it's black, like its name, and it's almost a perfect rectangle. And it's also speculated to be 13,000 years old.
How?
How is it speculated to be that?
Yeah, that seems random.
Well, it does seem random. We'll get into that, but that speculation comes from a ufologist named Duncan Lundman. Now, there are other speculations. What could it be? There's some people think maybe it's just from another country, like a secret spy satellite.
Like if it's Russia or China.
Yeah,
or
other someone launched something early. World.
Yeah. Can I ask you quick questions?
Go ahead.
Maybe you didn't read this or this wasn't reported. Could they track it? Was it so known that like, because obviously they don't have smartphones, but like right now I could pull out my phone and it would tell me like where the Hubble, you know, not the Hubble, but they would tell me like where the space station's at and you could track it. Like, were they able to go outside, find it and track it? And it was, you know.
See, I looked that up to see if I could find its like flight path.
Yeah.
I couldn't find that.
Okay. So were they using like telescopes to see that it was perfectly a rectangle?
It's not quite perfect. It's close to perfect.
But they were using telescopes to like see? Like, it wasn't so big that to the naked eye, you could be like, that's a rectangle.
Right, no. Definitely telescopes. Okay. There are pictures from space, like, you know, the blue orb or whatever it's called, the blueberry. The picture of Earth. Like that they took a picture of Earth. There's pictures of the satellite in Earth's orbit.
From space?
Yeah, from space. So when we get the technology to go to space, they take pictures of it.
Is it still there?
Yes.
What? This Black Knight satellite is still there?
Yes.
What? It's still there?
Yeah.
I thought, man, I don't know where this I don't know where this was going to go. It's still there. Can we find it?
I don't know.
Listen.
Let's get through the episode first and maybe we'll unpack that.
We're going to find it.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Santa for a telescope this year.
All right. So if it doesn't seem likely that it's America's secret satellite or something or another country's secret satellite, then who put it there?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was put up later. Maybe it wasn't actually put up in 52. Maybe those were just two rocks or something. Maybe it was just a secret satellite that went up later.
It is a little suspicious that you can't, unless it is recorded, it's just not easily accessible, but that you can't find it.
Maybe they don't want you to. Mm. Ooh, man, I don't want to go all government's evil.
I will say that there was like it was a space race, and you would assume that if China, you know, or Russia was the first one to do this, that they'd be bragging about it. Unless it was supposed to be covert
And well, here's a big question.
Yeah.
If it's a satellite, where are like the wings with the solar panels and like the
disc? I don't know what it looks like.
It looks like a square.
It's just a rectangle.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a satellite. It doesn't look like a normal human satellite.
So it could it just be some type of debris that our gravitational pull is?
Well, some people speculate that it could be just a rock. Some people think it might be even a space blanket. So, you know, like in the.
When it's cold.
Well, no, like,
kind of more of a space pillow.
Yes. Well, you know, like in the ISS. Astronauts sleep there.
Do they?
The orbital space station. People sleep there. People think it might be just a blanket that got ejected or something. But here's the real question. If that's true, then why does it seem to have signals coming from it?
And how big is that blanket that they're using? Holy shit.
The Black Knight is not very big.
Do they have estimate?
Dimensions on it? I didn't see dimensions.
There's no estimation.
I didn't see it.
I think that's the word I was trying. It's not, but it would have to be bigger than a blanket, right? Could you imagine seeing something in space the size of a blanket? Do you think you could see a shoe?
No.
If a shoe was as high as an airplane, which is still in our atmosphere, I'm asking you this. There's no right or wrong answer. If there was a shoe in our atmosphere at the height of an airplane, would you be able to see it outside of the sun maybe reflecting if it was shiny shoes?
With a naked eye?
Yes.
No.
But you could see a blanket in space. Unbelievable.
Okay. All right. So that leads me to my favorite answer. My favorite possibility.
Aliens.
Aliens.
Yes.
Now, there's a few theories. I have a few theories mixed with other people's theories. Have you heard of the Fanieri Paradox?
Nope.
I think I'm going to say it and you may be like, oh, I know that. So it's this question that astronomers have put out there.
Okay.
And this is from Forbes magazine. Jerry Carter. Jamie Carter.
Jerry or Jamie?
Jamie.
It's very important.
He wants to be in the Believe in the Bizarre.
Yes.
If external life and even intelligent alien civilizations are not just likely, but highly probable, then why have none of them been in contact with us? Why the great silence? Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
That leads me to my next point.
Okay.
Why is this here? Maybe it's the answer to the great silence.
Could be. It could be back to an old theory we talked about. It could be the human zoo theory.
Yes. Yes. I took a quote from that.
It's
not
like,
from our episode, but.
I mean, okay. So do you remember when they did the live stream of the eagle and its baby eagles? And there was like, you could go on any time and there was a live feed where you could watch the eagle.
Yes, I do.
Maybe we're the eagles. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We matter to the aliens. But, I mean, they got shit to do. So they're going to just, like, put a live stream up. Maybe we're, like, television to them. You know what I mean? Like when you play The Sims, and then you always have that out-of-body thought where it's like, what if we're just Sims to something else? Not that they can control us. But what if we're just, like, entertainment? Like, they just put up, like, basically a signal, and they can zoom in and watch us. They're like, oh, look, Jerry's going in. He thinks he's going to get a promotion. No way, they're giving it to Becky. You know, man, if that's what they're into.
Just trash TV. We're just trash TV.
Yep. All right. We are, yeah, exactly. Was that one of your theories?
Loosely.
Okay.
All right, so I've got three speculations on what kind of aliens it might be. Now, this first one's it's a bit of a stretch. It's about grays.
Well, wait, what did you think about in terms of the great, how that might answer the great?
These are going to be the answers to how it might answer the great silence. Why they're not speaking to us.
Okay.
You follow?
You didn't answer, but you're going to present
I'm going to
this.
Right now.
Okay.
This is my whole presentation is the
okay.
answer.
Okay.
It's like my thesis question.
Okay. My hypothesis.
Grays are often involved in alien abduction claims. Among reports of alien encounters, grays make up approximately 50% in Australia, 73% in the United States, and 48% in Central Continental Europe.
And every other country they don't care about. Those are like their least, those are the channel subscriptions that they don't pay for. Like, yes. We're the basic cable for them.
Now, these encounters include two different kinds of species of grays. They differ in height and skin tone a little bit. Now, maybe.
And there's the tall, tan grays that get all the alien chicks. And then there's the short, pale aliens like me. That I mean, I have a wife.
So now maybe the Black Knight, this is kind of my pet theory.
pet theory?
Like, I made this one. This is me.
This is your thought.
This is my idea.
You're putting yourself out there.
A little bit.
Very vulnerable.
So maybe the Black Knight is kind of like a central station. So, like, they have a UFO, like, mothership.
Mm-hmm.
They go out in a little cruiser, pick up, go up to the Black Knight, right? And they do their experiments in the Black Knight satellite.
Mm. So that's where they take people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea. They go to the Black Knight satellite.
Gotta be bigger than a blanket, unless they're doing all their experiments in, like, an outhouse, like, size
thing. I would imagine it was bigger than a blanket in this.
Like, it's just a studio, you know, it's more expensive than you think, but it's just a studio.
Yes.
Black satellite, but it, you know, it gets the job done. All right, I'm going to anal probe you now.
Yes, that's the idea. It's like this middleman location. They don't want to do it on Earth. They don't want to do it in their home spaceship. They do it on the Black Knight.
Yeah, it's the galactic rest stop.
And they also send out information from this too, right? The information they gather from their experiments and their such, they send it to the mothership from the satellite. Because that's what satellites do oftentimes, is send information.
Oftentimes. Sometimes they just are there for looks.
I don't know what satellites do.
So basically it's like, if you want to be secretive, and obviously, like, let's say the mothership is like at least like a 3-bedroom apartment. if the mothership is too big and they want to be secretive, they don't want it to be too close. So they would need something more covert. Covert's a word.
Yes.
More covert. I feel like there's like a supposed to be a silent word. Covert? I don't know.
Covert.
Yeah, maybe I'm agreeing with you. Maybe that is like their way so they can spy on us and experiment on us without, if the mothership was there, we would see it and it would be obvious. And obviously we've already discovered this satellite, this Black Knight satellite, but we're not doing anything about it, at least not that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some weight. If you believe that it's aliens, I think there's some weight to that theory.
Now, there's another race. This one, I don't know if I buy or I'm just like, I think it's interesting just because of the secretness of it. Have you ever heard of insectoids?
Yes, I don't know enough about them, but I have heard of them for sure.
Well, the reason you don't know that much about them is
because they don't want you to.
They're very secretive. This is a very secretive race.
Is that kind of like a little bit, I've never heard them connected, but like the Men in Black where they did like the bugs, is that kind of like a nod towards it maybe?
I think so, yeah. Especially how that movie ends. Because these aliens, they look like giant praying mantises, essentially.
Mm. Looking for heads to munch.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. They've been seen in like Central Europe. But like I said, they're very much secretive. And that's thus the satellite, because they gather their information very quietly, send them to the satellite, and it's gone. It's just a way to keep your head down.
So there's spies here on Earth that collect information, send it to the Black Knight satellite, which then sends it to wherever they're from.
A planet or a ship, yeah. And it's not the strongest theory. Interesting, though.
Quick question back like 20 minutes ago. So this second one that they saw with it, it definitely wasn't the same thing? Like, it wasn't a duplicate?
You mean the second asteroid? Or satellite?
Yeah. Like, could it have been the same thing and it just went somewhere else? Or was it kind of disproven? Like, it was proved to not be a satellite?
The article I read about it was about the Black Knight.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned that second thing. They didn't talk about what happened to it. So it very well could have just gone away. They didn't disprove it in the article.
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering if it was the same thing and then it left, or if it was something else entirely and it left. And if they were they close together?
They did not say.
Okay, I'm like wondering why one would leave and the other one wouldn't. I don't know enough about that type of a thing. But okay, sorry, not to get off track. I just wanted
it's okay.
To clarify that.
Interesting question. So the insectoids. They are also said to be part of the Council of 12 Alien Races, which is a much deeper dive in itself. It's another episode, but I think it's interesting.
Do you think they had to do Zoom meetings in the last year?
COVID?
Yeah.
I feel like they had to do Zoom meetings.
Anyway?
Yeah, so yeah.
What if they use Skype?
Monsters.
Yeah.
Just the monsters. See, the heroes, they use Google Hangouts.
That's true.
Yeah. So the last big alien theory is about the reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if I had to put my money on any of these theories being, like, true, I'd put it on the reptilians.
More so than the first one?
Yeah, I like that theory.
What was the first one?
The Greys.
Okay, the only thing, if I were to, like, find this believable, and obviously I haven't heard the reptilian part yet, but if I found this believable, the only thing I don't buy about that is if it is really as, like, the size of a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
way too small for them to get experimentations done.
I agree.
But so far, I definitely lean more towards that one more so than the insectoids. But that's true. To continue with the reptilians.
I mean, even if it was small, I'm just to go off that really quick, even if it was small, maybe it's just like another portal to another dimension or something.
Maybe. I mean, who knows?
Okay.
I'm surprised that nobody's ever tried to go to it. I mean, we have people in space now. Mm-hmm. I thought this was like a 50s thing. It went away, and we're trying to figure out what it was. The fact that it's still around.
Some people claim it was destroyed in the 60s.
Oh.
But we have photos of it more recently than that, so I don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get into the reptilians.
Yeah.
So the idea is, off David Icke, that there are reptilians taking other people in charge, right?
Famous people, celebrities, mm-hmm. politicians, yes. George W. Bush, we get it.
So they would need a way to communicate to either a home ship or a home planet, right? That's where Black Knight comes in. It's a way for them to focus their information, send it out. Just like a satellite does, same situation. That's the idea behind the reptilians and the Black Knight.
So it's pretty much like every theory is like it's a signal to send for something here to a home planet or a mothership. It's just a matter of who is the one sending the information.
Yes. Yes. That's the idea. So this is a quote from Todd from...
Todd from Facebook.
So this is a quote from Todd from Futurism.
Which is a magazine.
It's a magazine.
Okay.
And this is about one of those great minds that got a signal from the satellite. So Nikola Tesla, one of the people that invented electricity, right? Or at least electricity that we could use and harness.
Mm-hmm.
He directed AC, alternating current. He was working on a way to receive signals. And in the early years of the 20th century, he received a signal, right? So this is Tesla writing about the signals he's getting.
Okay.
And this was while he was working in Colorado Springs. This is where he got the message.
What's the year or about?
Early 20th century, so like 1900s.
Okay.
And he says, and with a such clear suggestion of number and order that they were not traceable to any cause then known to me. The feeling is consistently growing on me that I have been the first to hear the greetings of another planet. That's what Tesla wrote.
And so he got some type of signal.
Yes.
From something else.
From something else, somewhere else, he got a signal.
It was just, hey. it was just like that white noise, like, shh. You up?
Well, here's the thing. He couldn't decipher the signal.
Yeah, it was you up.
Well, no. He didn't get any words from it. It was just numbers. He didn't know what to do with it.
Numbers? Oh, like the way that it was recorded. Yeah, it wasn't audio.
Right. It wasn't just like
That's boring. It's a text message.
Well, now, maybe we just weren't advanced enough to decipher the message. But that's still interesting that one of the greatest minds of that century got the signal and just, he was like, I don't know.
So how did he get it?
He was working on this device to pick up signals. It wasn't to pick up signals from random places.
Maybe it was like a time lapse and it was a signal from the future humans where climate change has ruined the world. And we were saying, you know, like, don't cut your lawn, stop driving, start carpooling.
There's a theory that Tesla's actually from the future.
I mean, just like iPhones, you know what I mean? Like the whole theory that like we used alien technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, the advancement in technology from like the last 100 years compared to like all the decades and centuries beforehand.
So let's jump cut really, really fast.
Okay.
Gordon Cooper, who was a pilot on Mercury 7, which was one of the first spaceships to fly in orbit.
Okay. 60s?
59.
Good year.
59. Only a couple years after the, only 1 year after the first American satellite launched, right? In 58?
2 years. 57.
That was Russian.
Oh, so America was 58, Russian was 57?
Yes.
But that was the first one.
Sputnik was 57, yes.
Okay.
Just like your mom.
sounds like an insult, but it's true.
Not, I know, right?
Like, dang. It's true, but dang.
So Cooper, he says he saw this thing while in orbit, right? But when he gets back from his trip, he goes into debriefing, right? And from debriefing, he comes out and says, I never saw anything.
Like, did you see that blanket in space? He's like, yes, sir. He's like,
no.
No, you didn't see that nothing. Blanket. You didn't see that blanket.
That's an interesting.
It's actually more of a comforter. Like, no, you didn't see that.
It's a testimony from an astronaut that he saw this thing, but it did eventually get pulled. So I don't know how much credit that gives it, but it's interesting nonetheless.
That would be a very scary scenario. Like, you're doing your job. You see something unusual. Whether or not you're excited about it, scared, no matter what. Like, if something crazy or unusual happens, as human beings, we have a tendency, because we're social creatures, the majority are social creatures, and you want to tell people about your experiences. So, to have that debriefing moment where, you know, a higher up, you know, government, somebody in charge of you tells you, you didn't see that. You know what I mean? Let me throw this on you really quick. If you were in a high position of power and you saw something absolutely terrifying, crazy, unbelievable, and you were told on your life you could not tell anybody, would you tell me?
You?
Yeah, me.
I got a big mouth, honestly.
Your wife.
I'd probably tell several people.
Okay.
I'd probably get in trouble.
You didn't clarify I was one of them, but...
It's implied, yes, I would tell you.
Okay. So, So Gordon wasn't able to...
Gordon Cooper.
Yeah.
That he says he saw it. Let's move on to our next...
They hit that control Z, command Z on him, though.
Yes, they did. Let's move on to our possibly next most compelling piece of evidence for me.
Ooh, most compelling?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So this is from Duncan Lundman, the radio message from Epsilon Botus.
There's many words that you send that sentence.
Yeah.
That, you know.
So, London. He was another person like Tesla and another group of people of Norwegian scientists in the 20s that found this code, right? The Norwegian scientists, they didn't do much. They just found out the code as well.
They didn't do much.
They didn't do much with the code. They didn't do it. But London, he, in 73, deciphered a code from what he got. And the quote is from that code, what London wrote in 73. Start here. Our home is Epsilon Botus, which is a double star. We live in the sixth planet of seven, coming from the sun, which is larger of the two. Our sixth planet has one moon. Our fourth planet has three. Our first and third planets each have one. Our probe is in the position of Archegos, known from our maps. And that's the end of the quote.
That's the end of the quote.
Yeah.
Do you realize that'd be like if I had one opportunity to send a message to an alien... And it's like, I live in a house. My house is yellow. I have a couple cats. They're pretty nice. I drive a Honda Accord. Its license plate is this. I'm in Ohio. You know, like, it's so, like, biography, informational. Like, here's what we... that's on a very granular level. I guess it'd be like, we live on Earth. We're the third planet from the sun. We have a moon. Did you know it's a satellite? Oh, we didn't either. Talk to you soon. You know, like...
I think the idea is, from that message, that we'd be able to find them based off the description they gave.
Like, you think it's like a help, or just, we're out here?
No, I don't think it's like a help. I think it's like, when you're able to decipher this message, we'll be over here.
Well, they've been waiting. Like, they're watching, they're looking at their watches, like, they coming?
They've been waiting for a while.
Because, we put like chips I said, out and everything.
Like I said... In this message, it's not in the quote, but he was able to trace this message back to 13,000 years ago.
Oh.
That's where this came from. That's where the idea came from. So I don't know.
How did it come here 13,000 years ago?
That's when the message said it was placed in the deciphering. It's not in the quote, but it's in, like, the numbers. Like, that's how old the decay of the echo is.
The timestamp.
Yeah.
I don't understand how somebody could... decode something like that and know that they were accurate.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be 100. I don't know either.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like...
He's written more articles, like, defending why he's...
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he's wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying it's hard to wrap my mind around. It's like, for instance, like, you'll never fully understand your cat, but you are close enough to it that you can read its body language. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can see when it's hungry. If you got a meow...
Yeah.
Over, like, if you had, like, a radio... signal of a meow based on like certain things about it. You might be able to see, oh, it's distressed or oh, this, but you like, you wouldn't be able to know what it says. And that's it's true. Like you might be like, oh, well, like what alphabet do you use? Is it Morse code? But we created Morse code. You know what I mean? It's like, what is the connection? Like there's their language and there's our connection or our language. And what is the bridge between them?
I think it's binary. So which is one, the zero. Number. Yeah. I think it's binary.
But
again, you were like, that's numbers.
When we created numbers.
Yeah. Well, my dad likes to say this all the time. Math is the language of God.
Well, if you believe that God created the universe and created these other things as well, then yeah, that would fit that narrative.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting idea.
okay, God created math, but the devil created calculus.
Math hurts. Anyway, that's all the information I've got on the Black Knight. I crumpled it all together for us.
Do you have a picture? Can you show me?
Yeah, I can do that in between this.
Okay.
But let's move into the discussion.
Okay, yeah, show me.
Okay. So, let's talk about these theories about the Black Knight satellite.
The Black Knight satellite.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds like the Dark Knight. And there were moments like it was picturing Batman throughout mm-hmm. this episode.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. What is the frame of the believability scale? That it exists? That it's alien-based? Or do we have to specifically pick one of the theories?
No. If it's... Let's just say it exists in some form. Let's if it's believable,
aliens?
It's put there by aliens.
Okay, so it's pretty much how it connects to aliens. It could be any... It could be insectoids. It could be reptilians. Mm-hmm. We're not going specific to those. It's whether or not we think it has anything to do with aliens.
Yes.
Okay, because unbelievable towards a blanket, since you showed me. It looked like a piece of rock, or like the Pine Derby, the Boy Scouts, like car things.
Yeah, that's well, it could just be camouflage, right?
You know what? That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me that in space, nobody tried hard, or maybe they did, and we just don't know about it, but to investigate it.
I know what you mean. Like, that was one of my first thoughts. Now, I did read a couple articles that said it was destroyed in the 70s or 60s. And then I saw more recent pictures. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem to be the case.
It would be amazing to catch it with, like, a telescope. Now that we, like, know about it and we talked about it.
Yeah.
It would be so cool to, like, actually see it. Even if, like, we'll never know. We might, but we'll never know, you and I, what it is. But to see it would be pretty cool.
I imagine that'd be difficult, right? Because it's like different shades of black on top of each other.
Yeah, I would never see it.
Right, probably. No. So, let's talk about some of the possibilities. So, alien, right?
Yeah.
Where do you think about the grays?
I think that's possible.
I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think... I mean, I don't know if that's where they're taking people. I think, I don't get swayed either way in terms of what alien creature it is, because they all pretty much follow the same formula. I know you mentioned grays could potentially be taking abduction people there, but if you put that aside, either way, no matter what alien type it is, the idea is that they use it to transmit signals and messages back to wherever they're from.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the same idea.
So then it would just get to the nitty gritty on, do you believe in grays? Do you believe in insectoids? Mm-hmm. And that's... I don't know enough about them, and that's not what the episode's about.
Right. No, it's not really. It's about... The biggest piece of information is the one that it's giving out data.
So, wait, okay. Maybe you mentioned this, and I wasn't listening. How do we know that it's transmitting signals?
I kind of blew past it a little bit. There's a Norwegian scientist team that picks up signals, also as well as Tesla, who picked up signals from mm-hmm. it, too. And then Duncan Lumman, who picked up the signals as well.
So all these people that were getting signals, it was coming from that. Now, that's not the signals the signals that they decoded, that wasn't coming from this, right?
Yeah, no, it was coming from the Black Knight.
Oh, those specifically were coming from the Black Knight.
Yes.
That probably could have been put together with context. It just...
No, it's okay.
It just started talking about coding and stuff.
You're just like, I gotta check out.
They're speaking that HTML, WS.
But yeah, that's the idea, that this signal's coming from the Black Knight. The idea is, like when humans can figure out how to read it,
yeah,
they'll come find us. try to.
Okay, so it's, is it fact or is it is it strongly believed that it, so the signals, that's a fact?
Strongly believed.
Strongly believed. Okay.
Strongly believed.
Okay. So it's pretty much, so now it's not a question. Well, you already said it wasn't a question of whether or not it's real. So it's real. It at least existed. It's believed that it transmits signals. So now it's more of a question of if it's alien or if it was a different country trying to be covert, which we found out is you pronounce all the syllables and yes. The consonants. And the.
I don't think it could be another country.
You don't think it could be another country?
No, I don't think so.
Why is that?
Because in theory, it was discovered in 52. No one had.
Yeah, but.
There's also no code coming from it that would be used by another country too, right? So.
Unless it was just so outdated. Like if it was a trial and it worked in terms that it would put out signals, but it wasn't as useful as they thought it'd be, so they just abandoned it.
That could be.
And it's just a floating failed attempt.
There's no disc, there's no wings, there's no solar panels, there's no traditional satellite aspects. Right, it was
a failed trial.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how they got it up there, though.
They threw it. Real big slingshot.
Okay.
How do you get any satellite? Do you shoot it up in a rocket, and
then
the rocket goes away and blows up, and the satellite's just like, all right, I got it from here.
No, it gets in space.
Glad I'm up here so people can watch Family Guy.
Detaches and comes back down.
Yeah. Do you know how crazy it would be to see a satellite? Maybe that's what Baker Mayfield saw. But to see a satellite fall.
It happens.
Every now and then, it's like you're outside. It's sunny. You're laying down on the beach. You got your eyes closed. You're feeling those rays of warmth. And then you get killed by a falling satellite. See, that's so Donnie Darko.
I don't know if that's a shared experience.
But when you think about Donnie Darko, it's kind of hard not. I know that wasn't a satellite, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a movie from 2001.
For the, I think earlier than that.
Some people that listen were born after that movie. I'm just saying.
Students were.
Jake Gyllenhaal. But do you know what I mean? Every now and then. Okay, here's my analogy. I talked about this at work. I think I posted it on our stories last month. I saw a spider in my basement where I work out. I use that loosely. When I would go work out, I would just go down there. I would just pick up the weights. I would lay on the bench, you know, just do it. Now, because I'm an arachnophobe, and I'm conscious of it, I take out my flashlight, I look around the bench, I kind of kick my weights first, and I know that's ridiculous, but I'm being honest. That's what I do now because I'm aware of it, you know what I mean? Once you think about the fact, like you can just go outside, get the mail, take the dog out, you're not thinking about things falling from the sky, but the truth is, even though it's very unlikely, you're risking your life going outside.
That's true.
Every time, every day, every minute.
It's true. But I also feel like this is kind of floating away from the point.
Yeah. I'd never want to leave my house. Oh, I asked how satellites get out in space.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We were talking about how they fall.
Okay.
That's how they go out in space. So I think it could have been a failed experiment. I'm not saying that's what I believe. I'm just saying, yes, it doesn't look like other satellites, but that maybe that's why they didn't keep using it.
I think the coding is interesting, although I don't think it's a little dubious to me because there's no solid. This is where I got it from. It's all very vague. Like I got it from this. This is how I got it. No one ever. It doesn't say the primary source of it. It says I got it from Black Knight. They don't say how.
Yeah. There's two ends of the spectrum for me. If I believe that they were able to translate the code, that makes me think not alien. If I think they're wrong and they believe they cracked the code, but they're just not. I mean, like they can believe 100% in their soul that they cracked the code, but that doesn't mean they actually did.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if I'm believing that it's aliens, I don't think that we have the capability from a transmission to say everything that he said it was, basically where they live and their, address. Their galactic address. So if I believe that they really did write that code, I don't think that it's aliens. I would be more likely to believe that they were wrong about that. But I also need to research that more. So I'm kind of speaking about something I know nothing about, which I don't love, but it's what I do.
I'm kind of... So, if I was going to put a rating to it, I think I give The Black Knight, as fun as it is, a skeptical.
Yeah, I agree.
It's cool, but I think it's probably just rock.
Well, no, there's a transmission. Right? It can't be a rock.
They say it's from a transmission.
I thought, I was taking it as being a transmission as a truth. So that's no...
It doesn't necessarily have to be true. It could come from anywhere in space. Like, they've gotten random transmissions from space before.
So, I thought we already discussed this. So it's not guaranteed to be able to...
It's not guaranteed. It's just speculated.
Okay, well then in that case, I was going to go viable. But based on what I saw, the pictures of it, the fact that I don't think that they would be able to translate the code anyway with my current knowledge.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll change on that. I'm going to be right there with you. I'm going to say skeptical.
Yeah.
I was at a viable though.
It's a fun idea, but it's hard to really prove unless you could say it's coming from this, which they can't.
Just some dumb space blanket.
So thank you for listening to our episode. A requested episode on the Black Knight satellite.
Hopefully the person that requested it listens.
I hope they do, and I hope they say, hey, it was me, idiot.
It's interesting. Very different format.
Yeah.
Than what we normally, it's like a narrative or we're giving a history on something. But it was kind of a nice change of pace. It was very speculative. Damn, I really thought it was a guaranteed transmission.
I know.
Made Hate it very, very it. Easy to a skeptical, though, in
Hate
that case.
Hate to see it.
So... Thank you for listening. Remember, if you're enjoying the podcast, head over to Apple Podcasts if you got an iPhone and leave a review. You know, however many stars you think we warrant, by all means, that's up to you. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.